Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And last show in my series on why your manifestation fails. I have two more. Actually, three, because over the weekend as I was studying with it, I was like, there's one that's like really that needs to be here. Because I say it, but not in all the ways, I think, in the most direct way. So I'll share that with you too. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to your next level, you are ready to manifest something that has been on your heart for a long time, or maybe you're working something and you keep running up against the same block and you're like, what is this? Why do I keep having this experience? I would love to help you heal that. I would love to help you transcend that. I would love to help you become the person you truly want to be. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to my single session as well as my package options. All right, so why a manifestation fails. And again, I don't love titles where it's like, I'd much rather tell you how to succeed than to tell you why something fails. But I think the wisdom in these three shows gives you a greater context of the pitfalls that show up in manifestation that aren't often talked about. Like they are, but they, you know, they jumble it all together. And so we think we're doing those things when often we're not. So why manifestation fails, this is the last in this series. You're trying to manifest something that goes against physical law. This one was pretty like basic in the sense that like, if you're trying to manifest into being a unicorn, yeah, that's going to be kind of hard to manifest. Like I'm all for like the spiritual essence of a unicorn, but I don't think humans can make that transition in this lifetime. Right. But the one I would put under this mostly is why manifestation fails. And I've said this many times. And if you're on my email list, you've heard me say this a lot. If you've done a session with me, you've heard me say this a lot. Where this really applies and where we as humans often fall into this pitfall is trying to manipulate or alter or control someone else's free will. So we're trying to manifest something specific through another human. We want another human to like us. We want another human to choose us. We want another human to be nice to us. We want to, and we work really, really hard to try to get those reactions, you know, and I think we spend a lot of energy trying to get people to behave the way we want them to behave instead of seeing that, hey, every human's going to do what they're going to do. It doesn't mean we have to put up with it. It doesn't mean we have to be available for it, but we can't control it. And so, and there's a line here, because I was talking to someone this weekend and they were like, and I think even spiritual workers struggle with this idea of free will. And I'll tell you what the conversation was. I was talking to one of my mentors, but she's more on the psychic side. And so she was saying, she's like, well, Amy, you know, we can't get people to do certain things. Like, you know, we don't know when somebody's going to buy something from us. And she was using that as a reason for, you know, because I was talking about some of my attachments to certain numbers in my life. And she was trying to, I know what she was trying to say, but because we have, our consciousness is so wonky around this, particularly when you add money and people, right? And so I'm not going to say she was wrong, but I knew what she was attempting to say. She was saying like, hey, we don't know when exactly a sale is going to come in and we can't make somebody buy something from us. Yes, she was correct there. That was not what I was attempting to say in any way, shape or form. But we can hold an energy for what our expectation is around that. So no, we may not know the exact person that's going to be the love of our life at any given moment, but we can hold an expectation for what we're willing to accept. We can hold an expectation that that true love is going to come in, that sale is going to come in, that home is going to happen for us, that life choice is going to happen, right? So while we can't control other people's free wills, and I think a lot of people do try to use their manifestation power in that way without knowing that there is a line there. You know, there is a degree of openness that we have to hold as spiritual beings on this journey that doesn't attach it to any specific person, right? And I think we all struggle with it. I think we all can get really kind of caught up and we accept things as they are and like, oh, well, this is this and this is this. And no, if a human is doing their human dance, let them do their human dance and you get to do your human dance in a different way. You get to make a different choice and you get to focus on that choice intently. And so, without, you know, placing any attachments to how people behave, right? So, and you can declare what you won't allow in your life. I think sometimes people, maybe for those of you listening to this who are working in the internet space and you know, there's this fear sometimes. I see it with clients. I had this fear for a long time and I've only recently like really cleared it out completely. That like, oh, if we're in the internet space, we're opening ourselves up for criticism, that has to be a requirement because we're putting ourselves out there. And yes, we'll get a lot of positive feedback, but they're always going to be the trolls. No, you can just say, universe, I'm not available for trolls, period. You don't even have to think about a specific person or a type of energy. You can just be like, I'm not available for this. I'm not available for feeling this way in my business. I'm not available for feeling this way when I'm online. Right. And what you will find is those people stop showing up. And if you hold it and you believe it and you are just completely so removed from a lifestyle, a way of being, a situation, it's so removed from it even showing up, basically. Like, so it just doesn't like what? No, it's like, it's like us becoming unicorns. Like, no, that's not going to happen, right? Outside of a costume, maybe. Like, I think we can hold certain energies, yes, 100% in our manifestations. But when we start to hold it around, I want this thing to show up so this person will behave this way, and we do it in really indirect ways. Like, I don't think a lot of people are like, oh, if I do this, then so-and-so will start acting right. I think some people do, but I think people listening to this program aren't realizing, oh, how they do it with maybe work. I had a client who was killing it at work. She's doing a great, great job. But what she wasn't killing it on is working her creative business that she really believed in and cared about. And she told me this story about how she was given this project and, you know, she went home and she did it right away and she brought it back and her supervisor was like, yeah, these aren't even due. Like most people haven't even gotten, you know, haven't even started, you know? And it was a beautiful moment of acknowledging that we do a lot because we want to be impressive to others, or we want people to respect us, or we want them to like us. That's also a way of intervening on somebody's free will. Whereas, you know, if she was just thinking about, hey, what's for my highest and greatest good? Oh, this is a great weekend to work on my creative stuff. I know this project's not due right away, or maybe I don't even know when it's due. Let me go ask so that I make sure I'm on that time frame. But she went into it saying like, oh yeah, this is, you know, I want so-and-so to think this way of me. And it was very indirect and very subconscious. Like believe me, she did not see it that way. Most of us don't. But think about what's motivating what you're doing. Are you going above and beyond to get people to respect you, to like you, to think well of you? Or are you going above and beyond because that's what you're called to do? That feels right to you. You would do it no matter what or whoever is involved, you would do it that way. And there, it's a very distinct line, but it's also a very fine line. So play with it, feel into it. And if you're finding your manifestations aren't working out, it could mean you're going against physical law. And I would say the big physical law energetically is free will. You know, we do it all the time. We do it all the time. I think about my first novel. I know that there were like two editors that worked on that out of my desire to not, I didn't want anyone to think I was stupid. That is intervening on somebody's free will. Like, I'm thinking for somebody else and I'm trying to manipulate their thought so they don't think a certain way about me. That is intervening on somebody's free will. It wasn't a, you know, yes, I want to always put out the best product that I can, but I know two of those editors were the result of me being petrified of someone, that voice saying I'm stupid or you didn't do that right. Or how could she even write that this way? Or, you know, and that again is intervening on somebody's free will. Now, if I approach it from the perspective of, hey, as I feel into this, I feel something still a bit off. And I'd like to have another set of eyes on this because I want to feel secure about the work I'm putting out. That's not intervening on someone's free will. And everything that we put into the world is a projection of the energy behind it, the why, right? Like you hear teachers, you've heard me say, it was one of the points here, why are you doing what you're doing? Really start to pay attention to that. And that's how you will really know where your energy is being focused and pointed towards, because that's all the universe can give you back. The universe gives you a vibrational match to whatever your why is. So if you're working like a dog because you're trying to impress your boss, but you're trying to impress your boss because you want them to like you personally, instead of you're trying to impress your boss because it's a way to advance your career and you believe in the work that you're doing and you know that you are worthy of a higher place within the company, a higher place within the environment, a greater salary, that's a different conversation, right? But if you're just doing it because you don't want to get fired, again, you're intervening on their free will because you're assuming that they're in the energy of firing you. Does this make sense? I bet it does if you play with it over and over. Next, what gets in the way of our manifestation, or what keeps us in the fail zone on our manifestation? You're focusing too intently on how. Focus on the truest outcome. Yeah. You've heard me say this a lot. When you start focusing on the how and when of things, and when, you know, I get all of that seems really important and it is relevant as you get in motion. But if that is your controlling factor, is trying to navigate every little twist turn, you have to stop and say, why am I trying to control it this way? What's the energy behind what I'm doing? And usually when we are trying to focus too much on how something's going to happen or when something's going to happen, it's usually coming from a place of fear and insecurity. And so if we took fear and insecurity out of the mix and we're going to do what we're going to do because we want it and we believe in it and we know we're worthy and deserving of it and we're willing to give it our all because we believe in it so strongly, then the how and the when becomes a lot less irrelevant. And it doesn't mean you're waiting forever. It actually will happen a lot faster. But when we are trying to, you know, pull the levers on how and when, which we don't have any control over anyway, it messes up the whole manifestation. It's the energy behind the things that we do that matters. So I'd say, look at your why. Why am I doing this? Which brings me to the one I'm adding that came up over the weekend. I was like, I got to add this to the list. And I've said it in a couple of different ways. I talked about being high vibe, but really focus on feeling good. As you focus on feeling good 100%, not just in fleeting moments, but continuously holding the energy of feeling good, you start to eradicate a lot of these problem areas that I'm talking about, right? Because if you're really feeling good and focusing on feeling good and holding the energy of feeling good, you just kind of won't let yourself think those shitty things. And even if you do, you'll catch yourself saying like, oh, that why is not sincere and genuine. And why do I even need to think like that? And if I am thinking like that, is there another choice I need to make? Because I rather feel good. I don't want to constantly be running around, you know, trying to get something so that I can feel good. Because genuinely, I do believe that everything we are trying to manifest is to feel good. And so if like vibration attracts like vibration, then if we're not holding consistently the energy of feeling good, it can be really difficult to manifest something that we think will make us feel good, right? Just kind of the way the universe works in that way. So I would say one of the reasons why a manifestation fails is because you're not feeling good through the process. You could do everything right, but if you're not feeling good, and you get to define what feeling good is to you, then it's going to be kind of a mess. Like, not that you're a mess, but the result won't be what you want it to be. And so I would say, if you're not feeling good, you'll probably fail at the manifestation. And again, you get to define what feeling good is, and you know when you're feeling good. If it's starting to feel like, then quit for a bit. Not quit the whole thing, the whole manifestation. Take a break. Like, work on something else for a second. And I'm saying a second. Like, it's really, like, I think sometimes people hear this wisdom and be like, all right, I'm just taking a break. And for years, no, that is not what I'm saying. Usually it just requires a nice, healthy step back, a night off, and getting ourselves back into the energy of feeling good. And then we will see more clearly. All right. So those are my tips on why a manifestation fails. We'll run through it one more time. So impatience is why a manifestation fails. And that just means you're not allowing the universe time to work out the details, because the universe is conspiring on your behalf. Two, you don't want what you're working to manifest like you think you do. And I will always say that don't wants are usually things that we're calling the practical choice, you know, or the next right step choice, or next right step. It is an internal thing, right? But if we're basing it on something outside of us, like, oh, I am here and that seems like right, I need to go here to get here. Like, if there's a lot of intermediate steps, then you may not really want what you're trying to manifest. You haven't clearly defined your truest desire. Too many things, you're working to manifest too many things at one time. Your energy is just too low to get things moving, right? Stress, worry, spiraling, and other conflicting energies will nullify a manifestation. You don't believe what you want is possible. You're trying to manifest something that goes against physical law, or I say free will. I think I would sub out physical law in that and say free will. And you're focusing too intently on the how. Focus on the truest outcome instead of, okay, I'm going to take all the different turns you need to take, and the turns need to be perfect. And if you don't take the turns perfectly, then it all falls apart. No, I just focus on getting where you want to go in the way that feels right and true and natural to you. And you feel good, right? If you're not feeling good through your manifestation, that is a sign unto itself. And to take a moment to step back and look, see if you can see things differently. There needs to be a way to feel good through the process. All right, that's my show on why manifestations fail. I hope that those of you that are active manifestors, which is probably a lot of you if you're listening to this show, can take this and say, that's what I do. Or, because I don't think everybody does all 10 of these. I think the one that trips us up the most is it's just one. So figure out, go back, listen through, take some notes, figure out which is the one that trips you up the most, and then start praying about it and saying, God, help me. Bring me teachers, bring me support, bring me ways of being, ways of seeing differently to help me heal this thing. You know, I'm doing this. I am always playing too small. And so then I'm going for things I don't really want. God will be on your side about it. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for an intuitive and a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to my single session as well as my package of sessions. It's where we work together intently over a period of time. And visit my website and sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you for listening to this series. I've got another really cool thing that Spirit just gave me that I'm getting ready to do that I think will help people get out of their own ways and really step into the greatness that you know you're meant to be great. And I want to help you step into it. So keep listening to the show. Until next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.